Here's a live exclusive from Studio 92 on WTTSFM.com.
You just seem to come up with these awesome ideas for songs. Where do these come from?
Well, that one was, I was over in LA doing some writing with a friend of mine, and we had a couple of musicians who were a drummer and a bassist who were doing the sessions with us, and we just sat for lunch on that day, and they told me this great rock and roll legend. So, you know, straight away it was like, that's an amazing kind of story of female rebellion and someone just doing what they wanted and everybody going crazy about it.
Are you as tireless as it seems like you are? I mean, you're just like this this whole one-woman show when you need to be. Of course, you got the band and when you're out on the road, but you put so much energy into it, it seems like you're always out. I just can't imagine you ever like just kicking back with your shoes off and hanging out on
that.
The sofa.
No, I'm really good at that. Definitely. I was doing that about 15 minutes ago. It's fine. Well, that's partly why the album's called Tiger Suit, is that someone said to me that performers have something in their DNA that as soon as they get onto a stage, it's like something snaps, something turns on, and you just become, you sort of augment into whatever it is you want to be when you're on stage. And I love artists who have a character, but I've always gone up and been myself. But at the same time, something changes for sure.
You know that's interesting you should say that about an artist that becomes a character, because earlier this, well, I guess it was last week, I spoke to another Scottish woman, Annie Lennox.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox, everybody.
Yeah.
She's one of the best vocalists that has been around ever, I think. She's so amazing.
I think you just answered my question. So she's somebody that have you ever met her before?
I have, yeah. I, in fact, sang. She did a great single, which was called Sing, and a load of female artists came together. It was for an AIDS charity, and it was myself, and it was really funny, actually, because it was a bit like a Live Aid song where everybody took a line, and there's Annie Lennox, Madonna, Joss Stone, I think, like, Mary J. Blige, and I was like, I'll just do some backing vocals, it's fine.
This is this one of your projects right now? Because I know you get very involved in some other things besides music.
My thing is climate change, actually. That's the thing I feel really passionate about. And I'm sort of starting to realize that, you know, it's a pretty contentious issue. Many people don't feel confident that climate change is man-made, even if it's happening. I personally think it is a lot to do with our behavior as a race. However, I think just the respect of nature and the respect of animals is just a great pursuit, regardless of the reasons behind it. So yeah. I'm just really passionate about, I'm just a nature freak. So going out and seeing an amazing landscape makes me really happy. So I'm just willing to fight to keep some of that pristine.
Oh, that's really cool. And your new album is Tiger Suit. We're extremely excited to hear some more of that. And will you please welcome once again KT Tunstall.